Welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. I'm Irene Cook, your host, and I am going to talk about something that might keep you from leading that healthy lifestyle. I call them the enemies of weight loss, the enemies of weight loss and healthy lifestyle living. We have them. We all have them. They're the demons inside us that keep us from finding that happiness, finding the resolutions to our New Year's resolutions. And I kind of came up with this topic when I was dumbfounded the other day. I got on the scale, just like many of you do, and just like many of my clients do. I jumped on the scale and I saw the number was up 2 pounds out of nowhere. And I had this thought instantly of what it feels like for people who are trying really, really hard to lose weight. And they get on the scale and they see that this number is up. Now, for someone like me, not trying to lose weight, I don't have a weight problem anymore. I've been through all of that, but I still feel the fear of what it would be like to see the numbers elevate and escalate. And the pang of worry still went up my spine when I saw that the scale was up 2 pounds. That never goes away. And in my case, I know exactly what it was. It was sodium. I had made a meal the night before. It was salmon, which is naturally high in sodium, and I included in this soy sauce, which we all know has more sodium. I knew walking into it that the scale was going to be up, but I still felt the demise of this when I got on the scale. So inspired by the research that I'm constantly doing about weight loss and about the brain health exercise connection, I've stepped up the plate a little bit and I've done some extra research. Wouldn't it be nice to finally figure out what triggers us and creates these enemies that cause us to derail? In other words, what are the real enemies in weight loss? When I talk to members, when I meet with people, they're so inspired to lose weight. I just this week alone had probably 8 or 9 new people sign up. The inspiration that they have, the glimmer in their eyes is just impeccable. I see their smile. I see how inspired they are. They are going to do it. That diminishes really, really fast. And it diminishes as soon as these enemies surface. And I've put them all down on paper, and I've done a show just on them. And I know there's a lot of research that proves what throws us off and the self-sabotage that we have. But this research is really been conducted by myself and by the things that I see in people. And I think those of you that are listening are going to really find that it will hit home. So these are the enemies to weight loss and how to conquer them. So if you've ever felt like you were trying your hardest to lose weight, but you were disappointed because the numbers on the scale just did not reflect your hard efforts. The good news is that there are other ways to identify where your goals are coming from. And there are other ways to identify where you should go with those goals. So these are the top weight loss saboteurs, and with them, the associated solutions to help you conquer them. So the first one, and this is the biggest one, is we restrict. Right away, we go into restriction mode. We think that taking things away means that we are going to lose weight. And of course, we're going to lose weight. However, crash diets that promise weight loss of more than 1 or 2 pounds a week will usually cause more fluid loss than anything. Extreme restriction of calories and carbohydrates will cause the body to release water, while this results in temporary weight loss. And anytime it's temporary, it's going to come back. And it'll probably bring some friends. And if it brings friends, it's going to really impact your psyche, which is going to cause you to derail even more. So consuming fewer calories than the body needs to survive is not a good thing. We need calories for energy. When the metabolism slows down, the number of calories the body naturally burns each day decreases. So whether it's a crash diet, whether you realize it's a crash diet, eliminating foods, eliminating calories, eliminating food groups is not the way to go. And now that I find that foods are labeled gluten-free, dairy-free, we have all these different categories, I'm also finding groups of people are self-restricting groups of foods for no reason. If you have a gluten intolerance or you cannot have dairy, that is fine to restrict. But don't just self-restrict because you think it's going to get you to the finish line faster. Taking out entire food groups because you are eliminating things, providing yourself with fewer choices is not the way to go. So do not restrict. It is only going to cost you in the end. All right. So another really big one, and I know I talk about this all the time, is lack of water. Water is a shifty character when it comes to your body. And I'm not going to bore you with the usual, you need to be hydrated, your body needs water. But one thing that I find fascinating is we have tricked our taste buds and we don't drink enough water. We have caused massive confusion in all of the other things that we drink. In talking to people day in and day out, people don't like water the way that they used to. And this is causing a resistance in drinking the water. When we don't have water, and oftentimes we're thirsty, we might think that we are hungry and we might grab for food instead when really we're just thirsty. Have some water instead. Learn to drink that water. It's going to hydrate you. And in the end, it's going to help you maintain your weight. The bigger piece to this is not so much the water drinking. It's the fact that you are going to create the habit of drinking water, which is in the end going to help you maintain your weight. I'm constantly preaching, drink your water. Did you drink your water? Did you drink your water? If this becomes a habit, then it does not have to be preached. It doesn't have to be instilled. It just becomes part of your life. So the solution, conquer your hunger by drinking more water. And it is such a simple solution. All right, so another big one, weight loss enemy, time management. So this one I want to preface by saying, it's not so much that we don't have time. It is our perception of the time that we think we don't have. Everybody has time. If you're using this as an excuse for skipping meals, if you're using this as an excuse for not cooking, your inability to cook, if you're using this as an excuse for not exercising, I will tell you that if you reevaluate your time, you are probably not managing it properly. There are very, very few people that can say they don't have time to eat. I had a conversation with somebody last month who did not do well on my program. And it was because she said she didn't have time. So I tried breaking things down for her. I made it very, very simple. I said, well, let's make this easy. Can you make a shake in the morning? She told me she didn't have time to make a shake in the morning. I broke it down even more. I said, it's simply putting protein powder in a blender with some ice and milk and a banana. And she flat out told me she did not have time for that. So when I sit back and think, if somebody really truly doesn't have time to do something as simple as that, then we need to reevaluate your time management. Perhaps get up a minute or two earlier, because you're trading in a quality meal for a prepackaged breakfast that is loaded with preservatives, additives, sodium, and increased amounts of sugar. You are spending your time doing unhealthy things instead of investing your quality time into figuring out a solution to make yourself healthier. And in this case, and in so many other cases, there's a barrier there of somebody that does not really want to make a change. And we're not talking about spending hours in the kitchen making, you know, dishes of lasagna and complex meals. We're talking about small, small changes. And if you can't create time, even for the most minuscule little things, then I would tell you to reprioritize the time that you have, because it will be completely worth it. So that is a big one. All right, weight loss enemy next is no support. Now, this one is very, very valid, and I've actually thought about doing an entire show on this one, because if you don't have support, it is going to really, really impede your progress. And whether the support is from your spouse, your children, your family members, your coworkers, it is going to directly contribute not only to your failure, but to you reaching your goals and maintaining your goals. In addition, family and friends could unwillingly be acting as double agents when it comes to contributing to your bad habits and living a healthy lifestyle. You might find even your closest friends are threatened or jealous or feel rejected or frightened of the outcome in this healthy change as you have encumbered it in your life. So there has to be a way for you to balance this. There have been studies done that up to 40% of dieters that have been successful did not have support with their weight loss. It is not easy, but it can be done. And there has to be a balance. And so my message to you, if you don't have support, is you can't expect someone to support you if it is something that they aren't willing to do. Yesterday, I had somebody that was sabotaging themselves, and I asked her to make a list of three things that she felt she was using in her efforts to sabotage. And one of them was that she felt that she was always reaching for compliments from her family members, and she wasn't getting them. And I thought that was very interesting, because it's not one that I hear every day. And of course we want to be praised. Of course we want to be complimented, but you're not always going to get that. Whether somebody doesn't notice that you have made this change. Maybe they're busy with their own frustrations of why they're not able to achieve weight loss. And furthermore, I have no valid research on this, but after 25 years of being a personal trainer and dozens of years of working with people, I will tell you that most people aren't told that they look like they have lost weight until they've gotten to the 20-pound mark. And I don't know the reason why. I've spent lots of time asking others to explain the reasons. And my only guess is this. My only guess is that other people might not notice drastic weight loss results within other individuals. The other reason might be they other individuals might not want to feel like they are insulting you by saying that you look like you've lost weight, so they just don't say anything at all. And thirdly, this is the biggest one, oftentimes when people lose weight, they don't change their size of clothes until they have dropped about 10 to 20 pounds. So if you're still wearing your big baggy clothes and you've lost 20 pounds, perhaps your coworkers haven't noticed. Perhaps it's not apparent to everyone. And of course it's apparent to you, but not getting the compliments that you feel that you should be getting should not be the reason that you don't continue on with your weight loss efforts. So if you are just joining, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about weight loss enemies. And the one that I just spoke about was the no support. So conquer the sabotage with friends that are supportive. If you start going to a gym and you start making friends with people that have the same goals as you, find an accountability buddy with the same lifestyle habits, you will for sure have the common factors in your success. All right, so next big one, weight loss enemy, eating out. Eating out is, of course, a fun and relaxing pastime, but it's a tough battle to fight. Even if you think you're doing everything right, it is most definitely part of your weekly routine. Some of you, it's part of your daily routine. And we like to socialize. We like to go to restaurants. We like to share meals with friends and family and colleagues. But while you're doing this, again, even if you are making the best of choices, deep down, you know that the food is not being prepared in the right way to be conducive to your weight loss goals. No matter what, even if you ask the wait staff to prepare it without butter, you don't know how it's being prepared. I've been in situations where I've asked the wait staff to prepare the protein without oils, without butters, without spices, and many times the food is already prepared and has come with all of the seasonings on there. So there's not anything that you can do about it. So my advice on this is be watchful and try to limit how often you go out, especially if you are being really aggressive about your weight loss. And if you do go out, definitely listen to my show on eating out and making sustainable splurges, because there are many, many ways that you can make right choices and not overindulge when you do go out. So the solution here is not overeating and making sensible choices with portion control. So next big one. And of course, this one I think might take the cake, almost take the cake, but it is lack of preparation. And you really can't do anything in life without being prepared. But learning how to prepare for anything is going to save you time. It's going to save you money. And it's going to reduce in waste. But unlike processed meals, preparing your own meals at home is going to give you the most control over what goes into your body and what foods you're eating. This is perfect for anybody that wants to stay on track with their health goals. It could also make a hectic schedule a lot less hectic. And what is the most ironic thing about this is I'm constantly being faced with people with hectic schedules, and everybody wants to save time and everybody has no time. But yet, all in the same moment, nobody prepares. So it's this double-edged sword. If people would spend a little bit of time preparing, then they would actually save themselves a lot of time by not having to run around like a crazy person trying to get dinner on the table. It's so much easier to focus on a healthier recipe when you just put a few things on the menu. It doesn't have to be this overbearing big fiasco. I'm actually not a fan of meal prepping Sundays and spending an entire day meal prepping in the kitchen. That takes a lot of time. And if it works for you, it works for you. But if you do it and you spend an entire day prepping and an entire day putting things in little containers, it works great. But then when the week is over and it comes around to that day of having to do it again, you might not want to do it again because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of shopping. It's a lot of cleanup. It's a lot of prep. So my suggestion is make little preparations throughout the week. Bake a bunch of chicken up and have that in the refrigerator for the week. Cook up a bunch of rice and have that in the refrigerator for the week. Have your refrigerator be like a buffet so that you can open it up and make things ready to go. This way you are not scrounging around and looking for things at the last minute. All right, so the solution to the lack of preparation is start making small batches to make your hectic schedule a lot easier. And don't default to ordering out because that's going to get you right back into trouble. All right, so big enemy, and I'm saving this one for last here, and it is yourself. We oftentimes have ourselves as our biggest enemies. Yes, we fear failure. We fear willpower. We fear that we lack willpower. We overestimate the amount of exercise, and we underestimate our calorie intake. And many more self-imposed ideals can lead to the sneaky weight gain. We are all human, and it takes time and effort and persistence to change the habits that have accrued over time. And yes, sometimes when you take a sideways step, your approach to healthy living can be recognized, but we also self-sabotage. And this intentions are often half the battle. So the big message here is conquer this enemy by not doubting yourself. Make note of your solutions, people or events that are the catalyst for your downfalls. You could do so much better when you pay attention to all of your positive efforts. I can't tell you how many of my days are spent with people who only bring up all of the bad things that they see in themselves. They never step back and mention the weight that they've lost. They never mention the good habits that they've built. They never mention all of the meals that they have prepped or the cookies that they have not eaten. I usually only hear about the slips, the slides, the cookies that have been eaten, and the demises that have been made. And this is a punishing way of living. And so when we live the negative, we only see the negative. And this is a really, really, really slippery slope of weight gain. This weight gain slope is the same slope that occurs when you get on that scale and you see a weight gain for no apparent reason. You have to be stronger than that. You have to see your success. Body image is another big one. We don't take time to look and see all of our hard work. We only compare ourselves to others. We compare ourselves to unrealistic standards. We form perceptions of bodies that perhaps aren't realistic for either our age or just in general. So we have to take a step back and stop being our own enemies. Personality traits such as perfectionism and self-criticism could also influence the development of negative internalized images of yourself and your body. So the best way to not default to falling off of a plan is to create this positive positive image of yourself. Step back and look at all of the great things that you've done. I realize that some days you might not have a day of perfection, but no matter what, in the day, I assure you, you've done something right. You've implemented a habit that you've changed about yourself. And if it means writing the statement on the card where you can look at it and reflect on it, perhaps you're not the one that's getting praised by a family member, praise yourself, because it is a difficult time when you're losing weight, and it is something that you have to trust within you. If others don't trust it, you have to trust it. And believe me, these enemies within you will finally shine. So hopefully these self-sabotaging efforts will be ones that you will not speak of. So hopefully you will enjoy the rest of your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running.